Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Muslim refugees attack white pedestrians in France. That is, until one of the victims goes for his gun and the tides are turned. We're going to talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this is so-called Muslim refugees. These are people that are fleeing the Syrian, Iraq terror that's taking place by ISIS and so forth. These countries in Europe are opening their arms to allow them to come in to have a better life. And here, when they get to these countries, like in this particular case in France, a number of these Muslim so-called refugees then begin to attack white pedestrians there in France. They take out bats and they're going to bludgeon them. But then the tide changes when one of the victims that they intend to batter, possibly even kill and torture, goes for his gun. And all of a sudden, the situation in the scene changes.
Yeah, man, this is like the convergence of the Second Amendment meets the Islamic invasion. And we've seen that, one point some odd million of these so-called Syrian refugees have invaded Germany with open borders. And 90%+ of these are young men of fighting age. You see these videos, it's uncanny. Well, Onan Coca, writing for Barbed Wire, addresses this issue with this video that was caught with a kind of a mob of Muslim refugees, of these so-called Syrian refugees, coming after either Syrian or North African somewhere, coming after a group of innocent the French individuals, white pedestrians, walking along, and they're coming after them. And I mean, they've got bats. Who knows what they're going to do? They're clearly going to attack and potentially beat these individuals. We've seen mass rapes occurring in Germany and elsewhere. So you have no idea what they're going to do. But one of these Frenchmen turns around and starts walking toward them, reaches over, puts his hand, happens to be packing. He's carrying carrying it right on his hip underneath his jacket. And they can tell, apparently from his posture, he doesn't show his gun, but they can tell from his posture that he's got his hand on his weapon. And the lesson that we take home from this is you watch this video and watch how quickly these so-called Muslim refugees freeze in their tracks and start backtracking. So what happens when these bullies come after you with bats and you're, exercising your right to self-defense? He didn't even have to pull his weapon and shoot anybody. That alone, the posture alone, and being prepared to defend himself and these other innocent individuals was enough to, as you said, stem the tide. This was encouraging to me.
Yeah, this crowd of refugees, they're beginning to throw rocks at the passersby, then they threaten them with knives and bats, and then this guy stops it all. He doesn't fire a single shot, but he's armed, and they know it. It's kind of like this famous scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark. You remember that scene where this guy has this big knife, and he's doing all kinds of twirling with it and maneuvers with it, and then Indiana Jones watches him, looks at him for a few moments. He pulls out his own weapon, shoots him one time with one bullet, and it's done.
Classic scene.
It's a classic scene. It's like this guy brought the wrong weapon to this fight. And that's exactly what happened here. So there's lots of things that you can take away from this. Number one, let's talk about the Syrian refugee issue. And then number two, the right to bear arms for self-defense. But first of all, Liberty Counsel, obviously, we're very much involved in helping Syrian refugees and other refugees in the Middle East, but in the Middle East. We're helping them in their home countries. We're sending thousands of dollars through Liberty Relief International, tens and tens of thousands of dollars through Liberty Relief International, which is one of our projects that's a humanitarian project. We have lots of people that want to be able to help our persecuted Christian brothers and sisters, and why wouldn't we? We've been silent for so long. We need to stand up. We need to help them. They are being persecuted. Some of their businesses and their homes, they're literally having a target painted on them, just like the recall of the Nazi Germany, where they had to put the Star of David on their businesses, and they would therefore be targeted. That's what is happening in some of these countries, in Syria, Iraq, and some of the other Middle Eastern countries. And they're not only being targeted with loss of their business, but they're being tortured, persecuted, they're being killed, they're being raped, they're being just inhumanely decimated, slaughtered, like you would have in a massive Holocaust. And the world is not doing much. Governments are not interceding with these people. Liberty Counsel is providing initial assistance to those organizations on the ground to help in giving food, water, shelter, protection, and other things in their country. So that's one thing that we're doing. The problem, however, with the Syrian refugee issue is that Christians are not part of that, by and large, because the UN is not allowing them to come over. They don't feel safe in the UN camps because of the other Islamics that would kill them or abuse them or rape them. And so they're not coming over. So who is coming over, whether it's in Europe or the United States? It's being infiltrated by these ISIS, Al-Qaeda individuals intent on doing harm. So I believe we should not allow them to come in. I believe we ought to help them in their own country, but we need to protect our borders.
Yeah, man, and this isn't speculation. They're expressly telling us that they are infiltrating through Islamic jihad, through immigration jihad, that ISIS, that other Islamists intent on killing American citizens, European citizens, are intentionally infiltrating and taking they're following Rahm Emanuel's advice, President Obama's former chief of staff, let no good crisis go to waste. They're creating the crisis, using it like a good Saul Alinskyite to infiltrate and create chaos and use this to kill American and European citizens. So that's where the big rub is here. And when you see 90+% of them being these fighting young jihadists, age individuals, and then women being raped en masse in Germany on New Year's Eve, and the cover-ups, the progressive cover-ups of all of this stuff, their love for the Islamists is now conflicting with their radical feminism, and so the feminists are silent now, and apparently their fear of Islamophobia trumps actually protecting women. Well, this individual protected women, protected innocent individuals. Matt, Europe had better arm itself. And here in the United States, as we have President Barack Hussein Obama attempting to grab our guns and disarm Americans, I'm buying more guns. I know a bunch of people are buying more guns. Gun sales are at an all-time high because of this gun grabber. We have to be able to defend ourselves. We don't want to. We don't want to use our weapons. We don't want to have to defend ourselves against these Islamists. But as we saw illustrated in this video, sometimes you need to, and just being armed is oftentimes enough.
That's right. Just being armed in this case was enough, and being armed is certainly enough in most cases. In fact, if you were to disarm people, then the criminals will know that this neighborhood, they're not armed because of the local law, the state law, whatever it might be, the national law, if it's in some part of the other part of the world. They know that the only one that's going to be armed is them. And these laws are not going to prevent criminals or people intent on doing harm from having weapons. It will only prevent those who want to use them for hunting or for self-defense from having them. We carry concealed weapons permits, and no one wants to have to use a weapon. No one wants to do that. But when it comes down, when they want to go after your life or someone that is close to you, you have a right to self-defense. That's the intrinsic sanctity of human life. You have the right to defend your life or someone who's immediately threatened by the actions of another. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We have a great booklet. It's part of our Patriots Handbook series, and it is about the history and interpretation meaning of the Second Amendment. It has a great overview by a Senate committee back in the 1980s that overviewed the history of the Second Amendment way before the United States was ever a nation. It overviews what happened in other nations, what happened when tyrannous governments tried to come into power and did come into power, what would they want to do? They want to disarm the citizenry, and thus the reason for the Second Amendment when the United States Constitution was ultimately adopted. They wanted to have this as part of the Bill of Rights to protect people in their right to bear arms for that right of self-defense. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can ask for the booklet on the right to bear arms at the Patriot, as part of the Patriot Handbook series. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.